and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As we study the book of Proverbs, let me remind you that Solomon is the author, and he's not the only one who wrote Proverbs. We read of others in Proverbs 31 who actually under the inspiration of the Lord, penned down Proverbs. Well, the Bible says in 1 Kings 4:32, and it says, and he spake, this is Solomon, he spake 3,000 Proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Well, he not only wrote Proverbs, he wrote songs as well. Well, the book of Proverbs does not contain all of Solomon's Proverbs, because there are only 915 total verses in the book of Proverbs. Well, I wonder why that is. Solomon was a man that asked for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom. He wanted to know how to rule the people according to how God wanted him to rule. But God gave him wisdom. How come only 915 out of 3,000 are written in the book of Proverbs? Well, the ones that are written are the ones that God wanted in there, because God is actually the author. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so, therefore, anything that we read in the book, in the Bible, and that is the King James Bible, the authorized version, anything we read there is authorized by God. And so that's the reason we only see 915 Proverbs that's been written by, that's verses in the book of Proverbs, that's been written, that's penned down, that we see that was sanctioned by God from Solomon to be included in the Bible. We keep reading. And we understand in the book of Proverbs that something is crying in the streets. Now, I spoke of this before, how that in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, it says there's crying there. And, well, what's crying? Let's read that. Proverbs 1, 20 and 21. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying. Well, wisdom has something to say, and that's wisdom that's crying in the street, according to the word of God. Well, wisdom is here, and wisdom is everywhere, and we're going to read more about that and study more about that as we look at the book of Proverbs and study about Solomon and about wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 is personified. In other words, wisdom actually is a person, according to this. It's described here. Wisdom is described here as a person. And this person is no less than God himself. He is the all-wise God who calls out and cries out in the street. And I asked this question before. Have you heard God in the street? It's sad that so many people have refused to listen to God in the street. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24 says, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Well, what do people hate who refuse to listen to God? Proverbs 1:29 says, it's knowledge. It says, therefore, they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Well, what did they choose? Proverbs 1:29 says, the fear of the Lord. What did they not choose? They did not choose the fear of the Lord. And notice Proverbs chapter 1, verses 26 and 28, through 28. God says, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. What is the the consequence? What are the consequences? There's more than one consequence mentioned there in these verses, Proverbs 1, 28 through 20, 26 through 28. What are these consequences of not listening to wisdom? It's calamity, fear, destruction, distress, anguish. And the Bible says, they shall seek me early and call on me. And it says, call on him, call on me. And this is God. But he, that's God, will not answer. We keep turning our back on God. And sometimes we as saved people, we do things that's wrong. And I've mentioned this before. We sin. We separate ourselves from the fellowship found in the Lord. And it seems as God is not listening to us. Well, he can't because of sin. Therefore, we need to get things right with God as saved people. We often wonder why there's no revival in churches, why there's no revival in our land or no revival in the world. It's because the people of God, they're not listening to the voice of the Lord. We've gotten away from God. Oh, we haven't lost our salvation. We're on our way to heaven, those of us who have trusted Jesus. But we've gotten away from the basic of knowing how to get in touch with God. We've gotten away from the basics of listening to God, of reading his word, of following his instruction. What's the result? Anguish, calamity, fear, destruction. Look around. It's all over the world. And I believe that we as the people of God, we need to get serious with God and we need to get in touch with him. And we need to listen to him. Wisdom crieth in the streets, the Bible says. Wisdom is calling out to us. God is calling out to us, not only to unsaved people, but he's calling to saved people to get serious, to do what he wants us to do. And all he asks of us is that we serve him in spirit and in truth. Follow him and let him lead and guide us. We first follow him to salvation. We follow him and do what he says, and we get saved by trusting Jesus as Lord and Savior. Then after salvation, we follow his instructions found in the Word of God. Part of those instructions are found in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs give us instructions. And we need to listen to the instructions because they are wisdom. They're from God, and he wants us to listen to him, to follow what he has to say in order for us to be successful servants for him. Well, there's benefits of listening to the wisdom of God, and it's found in Proverbs 1:33. It says, but whoso hearkeneth or listeneth or listens unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. You see, those who listen will dwell safely and be quiet from fear of evil. There's things in this world that they're troubling, very troubling right now, especially. And we need to depend upon the Lord to help us overcome that fear. And the way we overcome that fear is to depend upon him, is to ask him for the wisdom. And I believe that the comfort comes to us not only through prayer, but through his word. We get into his word and we see, according to the book of Proverbs, we're going to dwell safely. And we're going to be quiet from fear of evil, no matter what comes our way, as saved people. Now, once again, being a Christian is not a bed of roses. But when we depend upon him, first of all, to save us, and we've done that as saved people, and then we depend upon him to lead us and guide us into quiet, into the place of peace. Of course, the Bible says that he is going to give us peace. We get saved, we get peace. But there's a peace that passes all understanding. People of this world who have never trusted Jesus Christ, they don't understand that God gives us peace that this world does not understand. And it's sad that there's Christians today who do not understand that peace that God is wanting to give. No matter what comes into our lives as saved people, God is there. He's upholding us. He's taking care of us. And we find this to be truth as we look into the Word of God. The Bible says that he will guide us into all truth because he wants us to be able to serve him with all goodness, without fear, in safety. Was God really on the streets? Now, once again, we go back and we read those verses that says, wisdom crieth out in the streets. Wisdom is there in the streets. Well, and I've said it's speaking of God, that wisdom is speaking of God. Well, is God really on the streets? Have you met God on the streets? Can a person really find God there? Well, I know that God is in the church. Well, that depends on what church you're in. That depends upon the fact of whether or not the church you attend is really preaching and teaching the Word of God. Well, I know He's there if you are in a church that's teaching and preaching the Word of God. Well, God's there. That is a place of worship. And surely God can be found there. Well, I know God can be found in the Bible as well. That is God's holy word. I believe it's the King James Bible because of the manuscripts and where it was taken from, and because that holy men of old were moved by the Holy Spirit to pin down the words of God. And I'm speaking of the apostles and the prophets in the Old Testament and the apostles in the New Testament. But I'm also speaking of those people who sat down and they went through the scripts, the manuscripts, and they studied those manuscripts. And if there was one word or one letter or anything that was out of place on any page that they were translating, they threw it away and they started all over again. So I know the King James Bible is the Word of God because it's God-breathed. It's God's holy word. I know God is there. And I know God is with our family when we have our time of devotions, when we sit down and we look to God for the comfort that we need. And we look to God to help us to learn His word as we sit down with family devotions or in private devotion. I know God's there. And I know God is in Sunday school, in the Sunday school class. That is, once again, if it's a church that's preaching and teaching Jesus Christ. Well, see, He can be found in these places. But can God really be found in the streets? You say, well, what do you mean by the streets? Well, the street is right where people live through the week. It's the place where the foot hits the road. The street is right out in the real world where people do business, where people go shopping, where individuals go to school, where people are, and so forth and so on. Can I really find God in these places? What good is a God who is only in church or in Sunday school? There are 24 hours in each day, 168 hours in each week. What percentage of the entire week do you spend in church? Well, we would be in trouble if that was the only place to find God. Now, we're supposed to gather ourselves together to meet in God's place that He has designated, and that's His local church. But if that's the only place we can find God and we can be with God, we're in trouble. You go off onto the streets of life, work, school, and other places. The Bible says that when you go out on the streets, and that's anywhere, God is there and He is calling out to you. We need to uphold God no matter where we're at. We need to realize that He's there. No matter where we're at, what we're doing, God is always with us. There's no secrets with God. He sees us. He knows what we're doing at all times. Those of us who name Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we need to stay close to God. We need to stay close to God the Father. Jesus Christ was in the Scriptures. He wrote the Scriptures, but He still read them. And He still quoted them to the people who were around Him. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That's not only for the unsaved person to get saved. That's for the saved person. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Our faith grows as we get into the Word of God. Our trust grows as we get into the Word of God and we stay in the Word of God. And when we go out in the highways and byways and the hedges of this life, God is there with us and we need to realize that He's everywhere. And we need to be serving Him no matter where we're at. No matter what we're going through, we need to uphold the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.